At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Good morning. Everybody's back from Memorial Day weekend. We are excited for today's show. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. You heard Luke Sloan on the updates.
Morning, buddy.
Good morning.
How was the weekend?
Good.
Yeah.
Nice and refreshed.
Nice. Heather, you seem energized today.
Which is surprising because I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. We had a great weekend and then last night hit. And it was like my children just flipped a switch and it was like, let's have a great weekend, but I'm going to give you an awful night before work. And I'm not going to sleep and I'm going to scream and I'm going to cry. I was up a lot, but otherwise we had an awesome weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right,
good for you, Tom. I would imagine yours was good as well. You guys had all had the 4-day. Well, actually Heather was here on Friday, but you guys had the 4-day weekend. How was it?
Very quiet down at Tecumseh over the weekend.
Relaxing?
They had the
all lights were blinking?
Yeah, the horses were out for the parade.
Yes, no reds. All just yellow blinking lights.
I feel like you roughed it more than I did, and I went camping over the weekend. We'll get to that later in the show. What we're going to do later is we're going to, you guys will ask questions. We'll grade it on a scale of 1 to 100.
Yeah. No, let's go 1 to 10. Let's make it easy.
Okay. We'll grade what I did, whether it was camping or not, later in the show. We'll get to Heather's weekend as well. I know you were at the ballpark on Sunday.
I was.
That was the game to be at.
It was awesome.
Some observations. We'll do those later in the show. John, that was the game to be at. It was the game that saved the Tigers Memorial Day weekend, and it was Scooble doing what he did.
Yeah, and I'm curious. And we can start this a little bit in regards to your camping weekend. Did you have access to TV?
So we had no Wi-Fi and very little service, but we came back on Sunday. So I was able to listen to the radio as we were driving back.
Okay.
So I was aware of what Scooble was doing.
Was doing.
Going, he's perfect into the fifth.
Gosh, he was unbelievable. He was so ridiculously good that it was whether you were watching or you were listening, it was amazing. It really was. And what was amazing to me, and I don't know, I guess we just assume that because he's so good, at some point in his career, he had had a complete game.
Nope.
But that was the first one. Did you know the term Maddoxed?
I've heard it a lot more today than I feel like I'd heard in the last 10 years.
I had not.
I heard it.
I hadn't heard that. That was new to me. And I kept seeing it on social media. I'm like, he threw a Maddoxed. I'm like.
Complete game, under 100 pitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it now, but.
That he's so good, he's compared to Greg Maddux, which I think is the most dominant pitcher of his era, and he always stopped the bleeding. And that's why you pay him, period.
He stopped the bleeding. They were 0-3 against the Gribe,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden he comes up and it's, you know, he nails him.
Those are the performances aces give you, right? You're the backstop. The buck stops here. You're going to snap. Because it's a very different week and you lose all four games to the Guardians as opposed to you pick up a win on Sunday, they win yesterday on Memorial Day and eased any tension that may be out there.
Well, they go 0-3 and your antenna starts to go up. Now, they had a nice lead and they still have a nice lead in the division. But if Scooble goes out and wins, okay, they salvage the series. he goes out and performs like that, you almost forget
that they lost three in a row.
They lost three in a row. They lost one in extra innings. That this was not a great series for the Tigers because he had such a dominant performance.
Well, you blow a lead on Saturday and you go, oh my God, this is so... But you're right, you lose sight of it because Skubal throws that gem. And by the way, people calling it the most dominant Maddux of all time. Because to have 13 strikeouts and under 100 pitches, zero walks, and he's throwing 103 for his final pitch, pumping gas in the ninth inning. We're going to talk more about it today, but it's the story of the weekend, Tarik Skubal. John, you complained about how people had to watch that game.
Well, I did, and Stoney and I touched on this a little bit yesterday. But trust me, when I say this out loud, and I after doing research yesterday, I'm the heel in this situation. I'm the old man howling at the moon.
Okay.
But I woke up on Sunday morning. Now, it was our anniversary, so I was really more focused on my wife and our time together.
Not Skubal.
Not Skubal, but I didn't want to go through all the hoops that I assumed, and I know what assumptions mean, that I was going to have to jump through to get Roku. Finding out that it is
easy.
You just have to download the app. It's a free app, and you don't have to sign up even.
Trials.
You don't have to give them your... Like, this is the Roku is the perfect app for John Jansen. Like, it is absolutely the perfect app for me. And I didn't have to give them anything. I don't have to sign up. I don't have to. They don't track me. They don't do anything. Like, it's literally the perfect app for me. Yet I woke up on Sunday morning thinking, I don't want to download another app. I don't want to sign up for another service. I don't want to have to put a reminder in my calendar to cancel this service so I don't get charged for the service just to watch one freaking Tiger game. And yes, I didn't have to do any of that. But I have app exhaustion. We are going to, and as we approach football season, whether it's college football, pro football, there are 6 to 7 different apps that you can use to watch all the games. And there are apps that you can use to watch all the TV shows that you want to watch. They're not all on one app. You have to have multiple ones. And I had app exhaustion on Sunday morning, so I didn't watch.
Tiger games, you can find them on Apple TV occasionally, Roku occasionally. You can watch them on Amazon Prime if you choose. You have the FanDuel Sports app. There's a lot of apps in football season. You're going to have Christmas Day on Netflix. You got to have the Netflix app. Mm-hmm. Peacock for a lot of those college football exclusives that pop up throughout the course of the season. Apps on apps on apps on apps.
Yep. The only app I needed was the Odyssey app. Okay, Lisa and I went for a little walk. We took Teddy to the park, and she was listening to some lawyer political podcast in one ear, and we're having a conversation. This is how we walk. And so I'm listening to the Tiger game, which was Jason Benetti on the radio.
Yeah.
Come to find out Dan Dickerson was on TV. Bizarro world. I don't understand this, but I'm listening to Benetti and Dirks in one ear, and we're having a conversation and we're playing with Teddy. And then we come back. I finish listening to the game. And then I, you know, throughout the day, I was ranting about how I couldn't watch this great performance by Tarik Skubal, let alone Roku, perfect app for me. I have app exhaustion.
Were you guys in that same boat? 248-539-9797. Because you know what I'm going to say. Okay, boomer. Like, I mean, this isn't new. This is actually really easy to get to any of these apps.
That's
for
not the
free.
Point. That's not the point. The point is, I have, and I don't know how it works on the Samsung phones, Google phones, whatever phone you have. I have an Apple phone, mm-hmm. and you put all the, you know, the tiles into one thing, and it says TV on it. And it's literally loaded with television apps and, you know, for streaming services. I didn't want another one. I was tired, and I know now it's easy.
But like when football,
that didn't matter to me.
Like when football season gets here, though, like Christmas Day Netflix. I don't know if you have Netflix.
I already have Netflix.
Oh, okay,
Netflix,
so
yeah.
Easy. We had a guy call in when the schedule came out, and he's like, "Oh, this is tough." You could do the free trial, right?
Well, see, that's the thought I had. I could do the free trial. Well, I've already done free trials for a lot of other apps, and I either keep them because I find a show or something that I like, or it's repeated games that I want to see.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to jump through the hoops. I was tired.
Fatigued.
Yes.
248-539-9797. I'm used to all this. I mean, we use Hulu for TV, so we have Hulu.
Yeah, but
we
you're
have
the generation
Netflix,
that
we
can't
have
unscrew a light bulb either. So, I mean, it's not like, okay, yeah, you call me a boomer all you want. Yeah, fix your damn house.
It cuts both ways.
I'll call you for apps. But this, you call me to fix your house.
Perfect.
This is
Harmony.
A perfect partnership.
Harmony.
What do you guys say no to, though? Like John had his no. What do you say no to, Jim? Like, you just...
So, we don't have...
It's just too much. It gets like I'm Apple. If the Tigers aren't Apple, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not paying for it. I don't want to pay for it.
See, Apple TV was Severance. We still have Apple TV. So like it's really I mean, by not having cable, we've recreated cable in the aggregate.
Right.
Is essentially what we've done. Because we have, I would say, 90% of these apps on our TVs or we can log in.
Is there something else though, maybe in like that you say no to? Do you have to have
I don't have to. I mean, if we were being
just even outside of TV, maybe.
Like what?
Technology-wise. Like, what do you just say? Like, enough's enough.
I'd need an example. Yeah, I don't know.
I'll throw one out there.
Yeah. Yep.
Like a mouse. I right now, I refuse. I cannot use the actual keyboard
You
mouse.
Don't just use the little...
No, it drives really? Me nuts. When I'm moving around so fast and stuff, sometimes my hands, I always do things and make mistakes. So I have to have a mouse.
Yeah. You have to have a separate
a physical
object
mouse.
To put your hand
yeah,
on.
Exactly. You. I can see the respect in your face.
Oh yeah. And so, I trust me. I get that. When I'm in my office at home, I've got the laptop, but and you plug it in and you could use another screen, right? That I watch a game or I'm doing work, and I've got to have that physical mouse. I don't like using the little pad. But when I'm just traveling, like right now, I have my iPad, and I'm assuming that you could connect a mouse to it, but I don't. I just use it because it's so tiny.
Anything?
Technology
like
go
Bluetooth, maybe.
I was going to say, I mean, I use it for like wireless headphones on my phone, but and Bluetooth's also how you connect your car
right.
to your phone, so I use Bluetooth.
Yeah, okay. The one that I thought I liked and I liked originally, but the adaptive cruise control... On my truck, I turn that off. I don't like that.
Exactly.
It drives me nuts because it's always, so it's different distances in different situations and not one ever, like my mind in the way I drive, I do it more efficiently than the car does.
You want to do it, you decelerate faster for certain situations.
Correct.
/ brake or just turn it off and glide.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's where I want to be able to save a little
So I had to have a rental when I was getting my car fixed and it had this and I'm like, this is the most annoying thing ever. I don't need your help.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like lane assist. Same thing.
Oh yeah, the lane assist.
I've never have that on in
bonkers.
The car.
Yeah.
So the Tiger,
like that.
You'd like lane assist?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't like the adaptive cruise control at all, but I like the lane assist.
Mm. Oh,
maybe what? I just veer off the road a lot. I don't know. Who knows? It's like, he's in the lane. Who knows? Yeah. Well,
need
maybe
driving,
it's because I'm now driving a huge car. It's very different driving a massive truck compared to driving my little sedan. So I always feel like, am I in the, like,
yeah.
It's just different. I like having it on.
Do you like bowling with bumpers? Because that's how
no,
that kind of feels. Like it's just kind of guiding you, staying you in the lane. Okay. We got a lot for you guys to talk about today. 248-539-9797. Holiday weekend is behind us, but we got a lot to discuss. Heather's Comerica Park experience on Sunday and some observations. My camping, air quotes, weekend. You guys can grade whether it counts as camping or not later in the show. We've got the two Grand Slam and more. It's 97.1.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Tigers win back-to-back after losing three straight to the Guardians to start Memorial Day weekend. Scubel on Sunday was as dominant a Tigers pitcher as we've seen in a very long time. Vintage JV.
Mm-hmm.
Pumping 100-mile-an-hour gas in the ninth inning. We'll talk more about that coming up at 6:35. Tigers won yesterday on Memorial Day against the Giants. Continue that series today and tomorrow. Sunday was a day of frustration for some because the game was on Roku TV.
Yes.
Another app. App exhaustion. Ticket Texter says, if you have an LG TV, you can't download the app. I couldn't even cast it from my laptop. Roku blacked out the video.
See, we have an older TV in our bedroom, and I can't even get FanDuel on it.
Really?
Yeah, and I thought, well, maybe I can download, like, maybe there's an old Bally
app. Yeah.
App, and couldn't get that either. So it's, I understand that it's, I need to upgrade the TV. That's a me issue. Again, these are issues that I'm willing to accept that I have.
This isn't new, guys. The Tigers played on Roku last year for Memorial Day weekend. Before you freak out again, they'll play on June 15th, Roku broadcast against the Reds. John, you love Ellie De La Cruz.
Yeah, I do. But here is the... Oh, okay, again, howling at the moon. Why not make it a consistent time? Well, I love the 11:30 start. Don't get me wrong.
I thought
that was beautiful. But some are at 11:30, some are at 12, some are at 1. That's the other thing. Like, okay, Monday Night Football, it's always at the same time. Yeah. Sunday Night Football, it's always at the same time. Like, that's the one thing I think the NFL does really well. And again, I know my faults. Tradition is at 12:30 on Thanksgiving. It's no longer there. It's at 1 o'clock. So I get why the NFL is doing it. I don't have to like it, but I get why they're doing it. It's consistency. So you know when to turn the game on and get it. You don't miss the first quarter, or you don't miss the first six innings, because
that's what Roku does. Their thing is the 11:30, and it rotates around baseball, right? Tom, you've talked about this. You'll have it on the background on Sunday. It's always 11:30 for Roku.
No, it's not.
No,
no. We went through it yesterday. There are some that are 11:30. There are some that are noon. There are some that are 1. Look up when the Tigers game is on June 15th.
I'll take a peek.
Go ahead. But Tom, is that Roku or is that Peacock? Or Apple.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to feed it.
Insert my problem.
Exactly.
Exhaustion. What? Where is the game and what time?
I'll give you
the internet, Boomer. It's easy to figure it out. I can tell you when the Reds game is with a couple clicks.
June 15th, 12:05.
Okay. Look, we figured it out. Now you'll know it's 12:05. I mean, like, how hard is this?
But why not be consistent? Why not, if you're going to have 11:30, which I think is, again, I think it's brilliant.
John, I have some bad news for you. The Tigers are going to play at 6:40, 1:10, 8:10, and 4:10 all this week. Are you going to be able to manage? Like, yeah, you'll be fine.
They did recent. They did hop around. They went 640, 710, 715, 1130, and then yesterday was 110.
Yep.
So it was five consecutive days on three different networks over those 5 days. I will say this. You were going to say, well, I like Roku. This is the one that made stunned me with John because it is free and it's super easy to get. And right. But, you know, everybody has a breaking point. And so this one just happened to hit you in the face last. But in reality, you even said it's easy. You're just frustrated overall. But a lot of times I knew about the Roku game since last year at the beginning. We'd get home from church. The Tigers wouldn't start till 1:40. And this Roku game would be on for free. I'd do some show prep and stuff, have it on background, familiarize myself with some other teams around the league and stuff. And it's always good to kind of have that. That game's there every week. It just, no matter what, for free. You know, it doesn't have to be the Tigers.
No, it is nice. There's just so many variables. And I know, in 162 games, there's going to be a lot of variables. Different channels, different times, different venues. You got a lot of different time zones. I get that. But if you're going to have one like Roku, you're going to make this special at 11:30 on Sundays, then keep it 11:30 on Sundays instead of 12:05 or 1. And I know, they go to the West Coast, right? They're not going to have an 11:30 start East Coast time because that'd be what?
Be like London games with the NFL.
Yeah. Couple quick texts. Guys, the clouds are going to start yelling back. My goodness.
Yeah, I know.
And this one takes a shot at me. Jim's idea of camping and roughing it, a 4-star hotel, signed Steve. We'll get to that a little later. We got Heather in the news. Heather, what's up?
Well, if you head to the Detroit Zoo anytime soon, not only can you see, the lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. But you can also see dragons.
I heard. Yes. It opened up.
This was also on our maybe to-do. We did so much this weekend. So this was on our list. We didn't get to it, but I think the kids will really like this.
Yeah.
So if you head to the zoo over the holiday weekend, the zoo opened the Dragon Forest. It's a 3-acre pathway with more than 30 animatronic dragons, other mystical creatures. It's pretty cool. I mean, the kids will like it. And some of it is based off of movies or books. So like How to Train Your Dragon. One of the characters is in there from Game of Thrones, Harry Potter, things like that. So it has ties to pop culture as well.
I think I think Teddy is going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not big into the mystical creatures, but
no, me neither.
I mean, he's got an unbelievable imagination, so I think it'll be a lot of fun for him.
Emily's really into dragons right now.
Yeah.
She loves the book. There's a book we're reading about dragons, mm-hmm. so she would love this. This goes through September 7th. Go check it out.
Cool.
A suspect is in custody after causing a fatal car crash during a police chase in Warren on Saturday evening. So it started when two officers saw this black Chrysler 300 driving recklessly. Officers attempted to pull the guy over. Of course, the driver didn't stop and then led to a police pursuit. Well, at an intersection, this was at 9 Mile and Van Dyke, the Chrysler collided with two other vehicles. The driver then fled on foot, was apprehended shortly after, but one of the drivers, a 71-year-old female, was taken to the hospital where she died from her injuries. The occupants of the other vehicle that was hit did not have serious injuries. A 13-year-old boy was arrested after allegedly breaking into homes in Monroe County and then threatening to shoot at least one of the homeowners with a stolen gun. So the Monroe County Sheriff's Office said deputies received this report about this young boy running away from home. This was on May 25th. And after about an hour searching the area for this teen, there was a 911 call received from a nearby home that a teen had broke in and was threatening the homeowner with a gun. When police got there, the homeowners were able to, they were restraining this teen. It could have went a completely different way. They were able to get the gun away from the teen, the homeowners, but this teen grabbed a hammer and then was starting to swing this hammer around. It sounds like nobody was hurt. The teen was taken to the Monroe County Youth Center on charges of home invasion, breaking and entering, and felonious assault. His identity, of course, is not being released. A little 4-year-old boy was injured when a golf cart struck him on the sidewalk during the St. Clair Shores annual Memorial Day parade on Sunday. Yeah, this boy suffered a broken shoulder Yikes. In two places, multiple bruises after he was hit. He was just standing there on the sidewalk. This was near the end of the parade route. According to a witness, they say the situation could have been much worse because bystanders actually had to stop this golf cart from basically running over this little boy's head. Yeah. I guess now the
family... Was it an out-of-control golf cart?
Well,
or
it sounds like the family is wanting answers. So the mom actually wasn't with it. The boy was with his dad. The mom was somewhere else in the parade route, so didn't see what went down. But they want to know... It sounds like the guy who was driving just... was released. They want to know, like, did this person work for the city?
Yeah.
Why was he on a golf cart? Why was he on the sidewalk? So it sounds like they didn't get a lot of answers. Obviously, they were tending to their son, more involved in that situation than getting answers. But now that he is home and recovering, they want to know what was going on for sure. Finally, police are asking the public for help finding another 13-year-old boy in Detroit. According to Detroit police, Leland Neal left his home without permission on May 19th, failed to return home. He was last seen wearing a black mask, a white sweater, black pants, white shoes with black and white shoestrings. So anybody who knows his whereabouts should be calling the Detroit Police Department.
And that's Heather with the news. Coming up next, Scooble saves the day. The story of the weekend. Catch up on the Tigers. It's 97.1.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Gas him up, Scoob.
Yep.
Dan Dickerson on the Roku call.
Do you like the fact that, okay, it was both Dickerson and Bonetti. And on TV, like when you saw the replay, it says 103. But then they've got to specify exactly how fast it was days later. Oh, it was only 102.6. But come on, man.
It was fast, John.
Oh, yeah.
And it was vintage Verlander. In fact, they showed the last guy to round out a complete game, so short list, with a pitch that fast was Justin Verlander more than a decade prior. Mm-hmm. It did bring me back to those days of Justin Verlander, watching the ace come out to stop the bleeding. Like I had wondered, long weekend, how much panic there would be on radio from losing the first three of the Guardians, and it feels like it all gets washed away because Scooble stops the bleeding, pitches the best game of his very exciting career. And now the Tigers are still five games up on the Guardians when you get back from Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, I mean, okay, at some point, whenever it is that they play the Guardians next, like, it does feel like there's a Guardians issue.
Sure.
But that kind of feels like maybe the only issue. I mean, okay, you got a Dodgers issue, but so does
everybody
a lot of other teams. Because every time they play another good team, like they played the Padres, and you're like, okay, yeah, this is a good team. And the Giants coming in. The Giants are a good team.
Yep.
In that NL West, like they're competing with the Dodgers. Like they're right there. And that was a solid performance yesterday.
Yep.
And when you have an ace, like that is part of the definition of an ace. You stop the bleeding. It's a Scooble start, and you come out, you stop the bleeding, you get yourself a win. Now, that was, you know, ultra dramatic, but he stopped the bleeding.
Yeah, Vinetti on the radio, like the theatrics of it all in the ninth inning as he navigates you through it. You really do view it differently, the series with the Guardians, and because of what Scooble did, and that's the beauty of an ace. It's very much like what Verlander did during his MVP season, where if they lose a couple, he'd put his foot down. He'd stamp that out, they'd go get a win, and they would keep the train on the tracks. And that's what the Tigers are doing. They're in first place, train stays on the tracks, Tarik Skubal pitching like MVP Verlander. And if you look at the numbers, he's pitching better than MVP Verlander. ERA is about the same, whip's a little lower, strikeouts are way up, walks are way down. He's pitching like an MVP candidate right now.
Yeah, WAR is down dramatically. From
his is?
Yeah. He's right now, okay, he's at a 2.2 and Verlander was at an 8.6.
We're about a third of the way through the season, so he's projected to get a 6+ WAR. Look, Judge is the favorite because Judge is having a great year. He's a Yankee, all this stuff. But if the Tigers are the best team in the American League and he's their best player and he pitches like guys who have won the MVP before, he's in the conversation.
He's in the conversation. I don't know that we'll see a pitcher win it again.
Ever?
I don't want to say ever. I'm not going to paint myself in that corner, but I don't know that it's going to happen. And some of it's not his fault. It's an innings issue. It's the first complete game of his career. Does he have more complete games? Verlander had four in that 2011 season. It's not a huge number, but he pitched an average of, you know, 7 1/3, where Scooble right now is pitching just under a 6 1/3.
Right.
So it's, I think part of it is the perception of once every 5 days versus an everyday player. And it's not only that, but it's you're only going into the sixth inning.
So if you take out Shohei, and I think you should, because he's more than just a pitcher, we've only had three pitchers win the MVP in the last 40 years.
Right.
Roger Clemens in 86, Justin Verlander in 2011, and Clayton Kershaw in 2014. And those guys, Clemens threw 250 innings, Verlander threw 250 innings. Kershaw was at 198. Scooble, I think, is a 200-inning guy this year, especially the way he's chugging along. Is it enough? It's rare to begin with.
Yeah.
I mean, did the Tigers have to win 100 games? Like, what has to happen? Like, if the Tigers are a 100-win baseball team, and this dude wins the Triple Crown again, and he's more dominant than last year when he won the Cy Young, clearly he'll get that hardware. Is it simply he doesn't hit, he's not Aaron Judge, he doesn't play for the Yankees? Like, what would have to happen for Scooble to win the MVP as a pitcher?
More performances like we saw on Sunday. And it doesn't have to be all Maddox's, right? You don't have to have a complete game under 90 or under 100 pitches. But what we saw from Scooble last year was, he pitched better as the year went on. It almost felt like he was rounding in the form. And where other guys' arms would get tired, that's when he became stronger. Yesterday, that was his season last year in a nutshell. At 103 miles an hour to finish it off,
it's ridiculous,
is absolutely insane. Now, can he do that throughout the course of the summer? He showed that he could last year. Can he do it this year? And maybe it's the, you know, effect of compounding interest, right? You win the Cy Young last year. You were you're the most dominant pitcher on the planet for a year, and now you show it again. Maybe it's one of those things where you, like, unlike a batter, where you could have a great season and win the MVP. For a pitcher, it has to be a slow burn. It has to be a buildup.
Yeah, you have to be rock solid, steady, consistent. But I would argue that's what he's done through 11 starts this season, is he's their ace, he's their backstop, he stops the bleeding, and he goes out and pitches like nobody in baseball. I mean, complete games, they don't happen as often anymore. To do it in under 100 pitches with 13 strikeouts is as dominant a pitcher as since Justin Verlander that we've seen in this city.
Yes. My only reservation is, and you brought it up, it's rare for a pitcher to do it to begin with, to win an MVP. And because pitchers, and Skubal is still in this, they don't go as deep into games as they used to, I think it becomes harder and harder for a pitcher to be able to build up that credibility.
What's it going to take? Is it even feasible? 248-539-9797.
If he has... Okay, to relate this to another sport, Heisman Trophy. Mm. You got to have the Heisman moment. Like, he just had an MVP moment.
Good. Yes.
The problem is, how much does that carry over to the next start? And does he have another MVP moment? Not that every time you go out there, he's going to lose some more games.
No, but
you don't have to have those MVP moments, but you have to have some of those. And I would argue, you probably need more of those in late July, August, and September.
Yeah.
When the voting opens up.
You're right. You said Verlander had four complete games in his MVP season.
Yeah, and I don't know where they were in the season.
Yeah, but sprinkle him in, right? Like, if he does this three more times, and the Tigers are the best team in the American League, I'm not going to say baseball, but the best team in the American League, AL MVP, it shouldn't just be judging a runaway, is the thing I would stress.
Yeah. That's where I think timing will matter in regards to this. Have some of those starts, have some of those moments at the end of we're getting a chance to see Javi's ejection, which I thought, I love the fire that Javi has right now. Do we like ejections? No, but the fact that he had to be physically restrained by two other players, I absolutely love the fire. Come on, let's go, Javier.
They got it on the TVs here in the studio. Yeah, real quick pit stop on that. I get where he was coming from. He's like, dude, I was sitting on that pitch knowing it's not a strike. You're going to ring me up on it, and I can't even have a conversation with you.
Right.
He goes, we're humans. I understand the umps aren't perfect. I'm not complaining about every call that they miss. This one I had an issue with, and the ump didn't even let me air out a grievance.
Yeah.
So then he went nuclear.
Yeah, which was awesome.
Yeah, you got multiple guys restraining Javi Baez. AJ, after the game, said, by the way, I know people like seeing manager get tossed. I still had to manage a one-run game and get us out of there.
Four innings left.
Yeah. So AJ ends up staying in the game and the Tigers win. Couple ticket texts. 248-539-9797. Guardians own the Kitties. Guards clearly punted Sunday. I was hoping Skubal would throw a perfect game.
Well, I know Kwan didn't play. I'm not going to sit there. Let's not go down the asterisk row here.
Yeah, Tigers are up five games in the division right now. So for all the hyperventilating that may have been taking place on Saturday night,
I do think there is a Guardians issue.
Yeah, you clearly said that. Texter says, you forgot Willie Hernandez won the MVP junior in Detroit. I qualified it as 40 years. I should have also qualified it as starting pitchers because Dennis Eckersley also won the MVP in 92. That's Joe and Mount Clemens. Three starting pitchers in the last 40 years, taking out Shohei, who also hits. It's rare that we get a pitcher who wins the MVP. Skubal had an MVP moment on Sunday. Did it against the Guardians, big division foe that's been a problem for this baseball team. It's 97-1. All right, guys, get a brighter smile without breaking the bank. That's Brightside Dental. That's your spot. If you're looking for a reason to book that dentist appointment, I've got two for you. One, summer's fast approaching. Memorial Day's in the rearview. It's school's almost out. Get in before it gets busy. Camps, sports, vacations. Whether it's your first visit or your first in a long time, Brightside Dental is ready to take care of you. $35 new patient special that covers exams and x-rays with no hidden fees. Make an appointment. Get back in that routine before the summer gets rolling. 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. Tell them Jim Costa and the Morning Show sent you. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care. All right, everybody, welcome back. Memorial Day weekend is over. Tigers drop their first three against the Guardians. Scoobles the backstop. Tigers win on Memorial Day against the Giants. And as you wake up today, they are still up five games in the division. Nice little cushion. And you get that feeling when Scooble gets on the bump that you're invincible. He goes nine innings, first career shutout, complete game shutout with 13 strikeouts and no walks. And it was an MVP moment for Tarek Scooble. Can he actually win the MVP? We've thrown that question out to you guys. 248-539-9797. John, as you can imagine, people are pointing out Aaron Judge is going to be a huge problem.
Sure.
He's hitting 398. 18 home runs to lead all American League batters. He trails Shohei for the lead across baseball. It says check Judge's numbers and get back to me. Texter says Judge would need to not win the triple crown, and Scooble would need an ERA below 2 to have a real shot at this.
I don't know that the ERA needs to be below 2. It could be right there at 2.
JV, I think, was 2.4.
Yeah. I really think it's more about there are going to be a lot of voters that just simply look at win-loss total, which I think is bizarre in today's day and
for
age.
For a pitcher especially, it's silly.
That'll be some of it. There's going to be some people that'll look at WAR, which, again, if you just look at any one stat, it's not going to be enough to tell you the entire story. You got to be able to actually watch these games and see how he is pitching. And even to this point, where he's 5-2. Right. And you look at, he's given up some home runs. He's not going to be perfect. Aaron Judge will strike out. And so it's a matter of, I think that the biggest moments need to come in a moment like they had where there's a skid, a 3-game skid.
Yep.
He stops it, and he stops it in dramatic fashion. And then in August and in September, you're going to have some of those moments. And hopefully the Tigers don't need them.
Yeah. I mean, he needs a perfect game or something along those lines. JV did have a second no hitter that year. In Toronto. Look at Judge is the problem. Like, I have no problem putting Scooble second. There's no way I'd vote for Scooble over Judge right now. Judge is still waffling around 400. Hard to do.
Look, it's Judge's to lose. I just think Scooble's entering the conversation when you pitch the way he did on Sunday.
Agreed. And so there's a lot of baseball left, and he could still possibly do it. But you look at 2011, I mean, Verlander picked the right year to do it. I would argue, just looking at that, Joey Bautista finished third, but he probably should have been the one that, if it wasn't JV. There was some Boston bias with Ellsbury was second. Think about that.
Jacoby Ellsbury.
Yeah, but just a good player, not a great player, right? So he picked the right year to do it, and Miggy didn't quite have that year. He was going to, the next year, win it, and win it 2 times in a row, right?
Mm-hmm.
So JV definitely picked the right year to do it. Plus, I do think back then wins mattered more, and 20 games above 500 as a pitcher is quite a crown to wear. That's a very rare thing to happen. Like, Scherzer didn't do that.
No, that's why I said I think he's as dominant as Verlander was. I mean, what he did on Sunday felt like I was watching left-handed Justin Verlander. To get stronger as the game goes, to empty out the tank at over 100 miles an hour, to punch out the final batter of the game, your 13th strikeout.
Miggy did not have quite the numbers that Bautista did that year. By the way, picking the right year, guess what former Tiger finished 12th in MVP voting that year?
In 2011?
He has the same name as a former
GM. Oh, he had a great year. One of the great island years.
Yes.
And his Alex Avila.
Alex Avila, one time
finished
12th.
Silver slugger. Yeah.
MVP.
He had one really good year at the dish. It was, 2011. Ticket Texter says, guys, I almost don't want Scooble to win the MVP because then his price tag will go up. Tigers need to extend him now. In the famous words of Teddy KGB, pay that man his money.
Well,
stock okay, and Brownstown.
I mean, you're going to be paying a lot of money no matter what. And so does it add a couple of million bucks? Okay.
I don't feel like...
I don't think there's any chance a deal gets done during the season. So you're going to... This season's going to play itself out. And if he wins the MVP and it's back-to-back Cy Youngs... Okay.
Yeah, you're not getting a discount because he doesn't win the MVP. It's still going to be a record-breaking contract when he hits free agency. And we've done this bit. It comes up every time he pitches well. The Tigers should make him the highest-paid pitcher in the game. They should give him a long-term commitment. They should do all of those things. And they should do it this offseason. Let him round out the year healthy, put an exclamation mark, make a deep postseason run, and then reward the guy.
Yeah.
Look, if he gets hurt, then it's a different conversation. If he doesn't want to extend here, That's a different conversation. But right now, it's pretty clear. You're going to throw this guy, Gerrit Cole, 2025 adjusted bag, and make him say no. He's phenomenal. And he got emotional, you know, at Comerica Park on Sunday, saying, you know, hearing people chant his name and get on their feet and to experience that.
Well, and I thought Benetti did a great job, and Dierks, in regards to when they got to the eighth and finished out the eighth, and they were talking about the possibility of a complete game. And then you could hear the crowd when Scubel came out, but for Benetti to highlight that and then lay out so you could hear it, I thought was amazing. And so the tension, whether you were watching on TV or you were listening on the radio, you could feel the excitement at Comerica. And that's what made it so awesome.
Some ticket text, 248-539-9797, says, Scubel isn't entering the conversation anywhere but Detroit. Max Fried is having a better year for the Yankees. He's got a lower ERA.
Yeah, he's at 1.29?
Yeah, I don't think he's having a better year than Derek Scubel. Scubel has, I think he's flirting with 100 strikeouts now for the season. The level of dominance, we're talking 13 Ks per nine with less than a walk per nine. His whip is 0.85. I mean, Scubel's phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean they've almost pitched the exact same amount of innings, same game started.
Yes, the ticket texter says Scubel might not win Cy Young again because of him.
Well, yeah, okay. So Max Fried hasn't lost yet.
Right. I think 7-0. But again, the wonkiness of pitcher wins is silly.
That's why I talk about, you can't just look at the individual statistics. You got to take it all in, but you actually have to watch them. And Max Fried is having a great year. I don't want to take anything away from what he is or what he's been doing. But I when you get to the end of the year, that's where I really think that this comes down to. If Aaron Judge keeps going like he is,
it's his.
It's his.
No, we all acknowledge
then
that.
Then we're arguing who finishes second, third, fourth, all that stuff.
Yeah, if Judge flirts with 400 and hits like 50-plus bombs, I get it. He's winning the MVP. I understand that.
If you have, let's just say Judge somehow falls off or he misses time.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And again, not wishing anything bad on him, but they get to the end of the season and you are in a race for the best record in the American League. And there's going to be a day where maybe it's back-to-back days, or maybe it's the same day where Fried is pitching for the Yankees and Scubel is on the mound for the Tigers. Like, that is where you're going to see separation. How does Max Fried pitch? Who is he pitching against? Does he get a complete game? How many strikeouts? All of this stuff. And then Scubel, same thing.
Yep.
I think you're going to have some more of these moments at that time so that people don't forget the dominant performance that happened on May 25th.
Yeah, all I say is he enters the conversation. I'm not handing him the hardware today. I just wonder, what does he have to do to actually get the MVP? Ticket texters with their thoughts. Guys, the issue is it's Judge and the New York media. Scubel and any other pitcher would need 23 to 25 wins, an ERA under 2, and 300 strikeouts, Tony and Dearborn. Well, no one's getting 300 strikeouts anymore. I mean, those days are gone. Texter says he needs an ERA under 2 and the Triple Crown for pitchers. Did it a year ago.
Yeah.
It's a tall task.
It is.
And we pointed out, 3 times as a starter, 1 MVP in the last 40 years. Let's get to Bob and Troy. Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, in 2010, because I was always baffled about this Cy Young, King Felix Hernandez, he went 13-12. He played for a 61-win team. He had an ERA over 2.2. He had like 230 strikeouts, and he had a whip over 1. And he won the Cy Young, his only Cy Young. His only Cy Young.
Mm-hmm.
So this under 2 whip, I mean under 2 ERA stuffs for the Birds.
Well, we're talking the difference. Hold on, I just want to clarify. We're talking MVP versus Cy Young, right? Like, Scubel won the Cy Young last year without an ERA under 2. We're talking to win the MVP. Does it need to go to another level here?
Yeah, that's right. You're talking MVP. He will win the Cy Young. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
I'm thinking Cy Young earlier than I am MVP, because I don't think about MVPs until August.
I hear you. That's why we only brought it up just as a conversation piece.
And that's my point, is you got to have those moments in August.
You're right. 248-539-9797. 7 o'clock hour. We've got the two Grand Slam coming up in 25 minutes. Heather at the ballpark on Sunday. People watching. Some of you guys. We'll get to it. It's 97.1.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.